We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can they win the two games to get the first round bye? What happens with Foles when you get to the playoffs? To talk about all of that and everything else related to the Eagles is an analyst for NFL on CBS, and you can catch him Mondays throughout the season on NFL Monday QB on CBS Sports Network. He played for the great legend of the Eagles, Dick Vermeil. His name is Trent Green, and he joins us on the Sports Carlton guest line. Trent, thanks for a few minutes. John and Ike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good talking with you guys.
Good talking with you. So right off the bat, the Carson Wentz injury obviously happens. Nick Foles has been in this league, played for the Rams, didn't have success under Jeff Fisher, but what are you expecting from Nick for the last three games heading into the playoffs?
Well, I think this is definitely something he can handle. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by it. I think, he's been in the league long enough. He knows the system. He knows Doug Peterson. He knows that system. So sometimes you worry about it, and that's why a lot of teams go with that veteran backup, because in case something happens, they don't want to be overwhelmed. And I don't think Nick will be overwhelmed by this, and I don't think it's too big of a moment for him. I think if you look at what he has around him, you look at the defense, the offense, the way they're able to stop the run, I mean, it's very complementary football. There's a lot of teams around the league that talk about complementary football. And because Carson was playing at such a high level, an MVP type of level, I understand the angst about him getting hurt. Not that they're, I don't want to say that the two are comparable, but I just think that what Nick Foles has to understand is this isn't all on him to try and win it all. I think he just has to play complementary football with what's surrounding him.
Now, some will take that, Trent, and apply it to Doug and think that Doug needs to be a little more conservative, run the ball more. Just from your perspective, how do you approach this time of the year, and particularly in the playoffs? You know, do you do what got you there, or do you pull the reins back a little bit? How would you handle this situation?
Well, I think first off, you have to understand that Carson did a lot of that stuff on his own. I mean, he made some very athletic plays, and that's not that Nick Foles isn't athletic, but I don't think comparing wise,
right.
I don't think there's a comparison in terms of if a play breaks down or something has to happen. Carson was outstanding this year on making things happen and extending plays and creating not only with his legs but also with his arms. So I think from a play calling standpoint, you have to pull it back a little bit. You have to, do the things that Nick Foles does well, not necessarily what's worked up until this point. I think, and that's why, a guy like Doug has been in it so long. He knows you have game plans set for different players and different things you want to emphasize, whether you want to get a certain receiver involved, a running back involved, if you're trying to help out the offensive line because one side's stronger than the other. I mean, there's different ways you can call games, and I think the same thing goes into it when you have a quarterback change is you have to find the strengths of that given quarterback.
We're talking to Trent Green. Hey, Trent, do you think is this a good amount of time left of the regular season for Nick Foles to come in and play enough to where he's really rolling once the playoffs start? Or I almost look at it and say that because Nick has done this before and he's familiar with the city and being in the playoffs and the offense, it's actually probably the right amount of time, because if he catches lightning in a bottle like he has in previous seasons, who knows what could happen. But is there enough time for him to get accustomed to the wide receivers and the offense and everything to really be ready to go once the playoffs start?
I do, just because he has been around. He has been in this system. He's been around from the beginning of the year. It's not like they just brought him in a couple weeks ago and he's had to get adjusted. So whether it be he's not going to get all the reps that Carson's gotten throughout the season, throughout the offseason, through training camp, those kinds of things, that's understandable. But you still have times in certain drills where you're throwing to, the starting receivers or working with the starting running backs, working with the starting offensive line because Carson's over on another field working something else. So I think guys are familiar with him. I don't think there's going to be that much of a learning curve. I do think it is good to your first point. I think it's good that he's getting in this time of year to you never wanted to say, hey, by the way, we're going into the final game of the year. Guess what? go get his home field advantage, and now it's your job the rest of the way. Here, all of a sudden, you know, he's got, what is it, three games left to, you know, just to get acclimated to back playing again. The speed of the game is so different, and IQ can attest to that. It's different. People, you watch it on TV, you watch it from the stands. I tell people, if you ever get an opportunity, the closer you can get to the action, the speed is unbelievable. The size is unbelievable. The collisions, everything, it's tremendous. The athletes that are on the field, and it just gets better and better. So I think that's going to be the biggest adjustment for Nick is just the speed of a real game.
Knowing the landscape of the NFC, Trent, and seeing the situation that we're in right now with Nick being the starter heading into the playoffs, how do you sort of handicap the NFC? How do you think this thing shakes out? I guess, more importantly, do you think the Eagles still have a legitimate shot to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think they do. I think if you look at the team as a whole, you have to think that. And when you say, are they still the, you know, would you consider them the front runner in the NFC? I think if you look at what their remaining schedule is, you mentioned the Giants. I know IQ feel really confident about that this week. The Raiders, I've seen a few times this year, and you never know what you're going to get with them. They've had games that they, you know, they look great, and then there's other games. You know, you think, what have they been doing all week? So it's been a frustrating team for a lot of people this year, is what the Raiders have done. And then Dallas, you know, it goes back to the last game of the year. It's the rivalry of the Eagles and the Cowboys. I mean, anything can happen in that one. But I would have to think that the Eagles are in good position to maintain that number one seed. And I think if that remains true, then yeah, you've got to like their chances in the playoffs.
Short answer on this one, Trent. If it's the last game of the season and you already have everything clinched and you're the Eagles and Doug Peterson, do you rest most of your starters? Do you play Nick Foles? What do you do?
Well, it just depends on how Nick Foles plays in these next two games. I think if he struggles and doesn't have the timing and there's been, you know, any kind of continuity issue and you're not able to get first downs and you're winning games by special teams and defense, then I think you have to play him. I think you have to get in there and trying to get some offensive continuity. If they go out and win these next two games, the offense is rolling along. I'm not saying doing the things Carson was doing. I'm saying rolling along and efficient with what Nick Foles can do. Then I do believe you have to rest him. I think you need to rest him. And you know, whether you decide to play him a quarter or play him a couple series, I don't know if that's worth the risk. I think if everything's cleared up and you've got some efficient play the previous 2 weeks, I wouldn't risk it.
Well, that's another case of players thinking alike, because I'm certainly on the same page that you're on there, Trent. Just one quick question on Carson and what he's going to be dealing with this offseason. You had the similar injury that he sustained last week. From your perspective, what's the offseason going to be like for him trying to come back from this ACL tear?
You know, I think for me, the mental part of it is probably tougher than the physical. Because, you know, the physical part we've been going through for years, right? Whether it's trying to get ready for the next game, dealing with bumps and bruises, that kind of thing. And you know, you can't get to this level without a work ethic. So the physical part was always, you know, the grind of it every day. That was, you know, you're used to the grind. You're used to the work and the hard work. The mental part of, okay, can I, you know, do I have the confidence to where I'm going to get back to where I was before or even better? And I think that'll be the toughest task. I think it sounds like everything I've heard, he's got a great support system around him. And you know, so that'll be good for him. I know that was important for me with my family and friends and, you know, teammates were continually coming in and checking on me, you know, giving me words of encouragement, words of support. So I know that's going to be an important part of it, and I'm sure he'll have that type of support moving forward. Now, the difference with his and mine is his is more towards the end of the season, so getting back in time for the start of training camp, it would be hard to think he's going to be around or be ready for mini camps. He may be doing some light throwing, but I don't think you're going to see anything in terms of team activity. I think it'd be more individual type of work by that point in time, assuming there are no setbacks and you know, no additional cleanups needed, those kinds of things. But if it's cut and dry, just an ACL, not dealing with meniscus or not dealing with other ligaments, then I think he'll be back in plenty of time.
That's Trent Green. Trent, we were trying to figure out if Doug cried like Dick Vermeil cried when you were injured. He didn't do it at the press conference. We were maybe before in the locker room by himself in his office being like, oh, my God, Carson's hurt. But Nick
He may have had that moment at home with his wife.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I tell you what, it's a little bit more of a book on Nick Foles than it was Kurt Warner at the time. I can understand why Coach Vermeil felt that way, because who knew what Kurt Warner was going to turn out to be, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. I think back to that 99 season, you know, we knew, you know, Kurt had put in the work, and but you don't know until somebody gets in there, right? You don't know until the full speed and you know, that was the big unknown. There was talk about trying to go out and get Jeff Hostetler, because Hostetler had been with Mike Martz and I the previous year in Washington, and he knew the offense. So you go out and get a veteran guy to come in, and, you know, I think there was kind of a wait and see. Let's see how these first couple games go. And obviously Kurt just took it and ran with it. So it was very impressive what he was able to do.
All right, Trent, we appreciate it. We'll be watching you on NFL CBS, but certainly when you do your NFL Monday Quarterback on CBS Sports Network, we'll look for that, and we appreciate a couple minutes, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
hey,
Trent.
It's good talking to you guys. Good luck this weekend.
All right, there he is.
Although Ike says you don't need it, so it's all good.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. Thanks, Trent.
We'll lose by a touchdown
well,
Sunday.
Listen, yeah. I'll say this right now, and this is in all honesty. If they lose, I'm coming after you on Monday. I'm not a former player. I'm a knucklehead radio host.
Right.
You're the one that shouldn't be looking over teams.
You guaranteed the win.
Yep. Just like with Carlin, with Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
He talked me into wanting Markelle Fultz. Now I'm coming for him. He was wearing a cowboy hat, Markelle Fultz. Wasn't he?
Yes.
888-729-9494.
He got enough problems already. Let's not beat up on him anymore. Yeah. He got to get that shoulder right.
888-729-9494.
Before Valentine's Day.
You better. Better hurry up. 3 weeks, they're saying. 3 weeks.
That was 6 weeks ago.
Right, exactly. 3 weeks from 3 weeks will be 3 weeks. Marks and Reese, we'll come back 3:55, Michael Vick, and we will start off the interview talking about Miracle in the Meadowlands 3. We're talking about rivalries. The Giants, that's the rivalry I want to talk about. We got Michael Vick talking about everything Eagles coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I also want to hear if they've contacted him.
Well, apparently our callers have, because they keep calling in saying, Vick, come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.